On the next episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes,
we will be tasting and discussing these pickle beers today and rating them from High Wire Brewing in Asheville, North Carolina. It is Wickles Pickles, the urban artifact from Cincinnati, Ohio. It's pickled tomato and vegetable goza. Next is Distill in Normal, Illinois, the Sucker Punch Pickles. From Martin House Brewing Company in Fort Worth, Texas, and the Best Made Pickles is their lemonade pickle beer.
The orange pickle beer.
And the strawberry
pickle beer.
Thank you. The last product is from Pilot Project Brewing in Chicago, Illinois. It's Donna's Pickle Beer Lager with real pickle juice.
We'll be right back after this break. Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds. It's time for more Suds.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Suds segment where we do not consider ourselves social media influencers.
You.
Unless you count that time that good old boy Dave posted some topless photos of himself and influenced everyone to unfollow him.
That's rude.
You're the one that wrote it.
Well, it was rude of those people to unfollow me, is what I'm saying.
Oh, it was rude of them, right?
I'm thinking of one clear phrase. Run, Forrest, run.
People love a full figure, is what I thought.
In some countries, you're absolutely
right. And now turn
right.
to the right.
Wow. I'm one of your hosts, Kudo Gal Juliana, and joining me today at the table is... Good old boy Mike.
I'm here just because I get to say the word pickle wickles today.
Oh. I think he said it perfectly.
Reversed. It's all right. It's okay.
It's good old boy Mike.
Good old boy Dave. Hello.
Hey, everyone. Glad to be here. Glad to just participate in the conversation. All right.
Say that now.
Yeah,
right. Well, it's summertime, folks. And the living is easy, maybe too easy. Now, call me a skeptic, but when things go smoothly for too long, I think it means that we're about to make another questionable decision.
Hey, Jed, is your toe been in that bear too long?
See nice. What I mean? See what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's right, folks. Today's segment is another installment in our long-running series that just never gives up. It's the Summer of Questionable Decisions.
Summer of Questionable Decisions.
I shake my hips just a little bit more.
Good boy, Dave. Why don't you tell us what insane things we're going to be drinking today?
So you do realize that this is called the Summer of Questionable Decisions and not the Summer of Bad Decisions, which actually sounds more appropriate. There's always a chance these pickle beers will be amazing. Oh, did I mention we'll be tasting and discussing some pickle beers today? Good old boy, Mike, would you give us today's lineup?
We will be tasting and discussing these pickle beers today and rating them from 1 to 1.5.
1 to -1.
Yes. I just want to make sure that you know why I'm getting to read these, because I can say the word Wickles Pickles correctly. From High Wire Brewing in Asheville, North Carolina, it is Wickles Pickles, That is, let's see, the next product is the Urban Artifact from Cincinnati, Ohio. It's pickled tomato and vegetable goza. Okay. All right. That was an interesting marketing meeting. Thanks, everybody, for attending. Next is Distill in Normal, Illinois. Not Bloomington. Normal.
Abnormal, Illinois. They're
both next to each other.
Yeah.
Are the Sucker Punch Pickles. From Martin House Brewing Company in Fort Worth, Texas. And the Best Made Pickles is the their lemonade pickle beer.
And the orange pickle beer.
And the strawberry pickle beer.
Sorry, thank you. The last product is from Pilot Project Brewing in Chicago, Illinois. It's Donna's Pickle Beer Lager with real pickle juice. Okay.
So delicious.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The thing that I need is an exit strategy.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe in about 40 minutes.
Maybe a potty chair.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be tasting these products on the fly, as usual, and giving our tasting notes and rating them from 1 to 5 as we go.
Yes. I have no preconceived judging, you know, adjectives to share with anybody. You're literally gathering our first sip impression with these.
Mike is as fair-minded right now as he has ever been in his life.
One sip or less.
Okay, so the first one up for bids is going to be from High Wire in Asheville, North Carolina, Wickles Pickle Beer.
I mean, it tastes like pickles.
So this is a collab with Wickles Pickles, which actually is a brand. It's a sour ale brewed with cucumbers, dill, coriander, Himalayan salt, and black pepper. 5% ABV.
Now, Mike, you're a foodie. Are you a pickle guy? Like, do you like pickles?
Yeah, I do. You know, I think it really comes back to probably the age, you know, of pickles. Has, you know, there are certain varieties of pickles I enjoy where they're stored in vinegar longer, you know, like butter pickles. I like butter pickles that have been aged for like, you know, 3 years even. So, but then there are other varieties of pickle, the fresher the better, you know.
Yeah.
Dill, you know, is a common example.
Like, I would go to a deli and get a nice dill pickle with
a lot of it is about a spear texture,
with your sandwich. Yeah. Is that crispy, like.
So the first thing that hit me with this beer was actually the salinity that is, you know, there to greet you and go, welcome to the salt factory.
Yeah.
And it's very difficult for your palate to kind of move on, you know, beyond that.
Yeah.
You could definitely tell it is a base sour beer. It's probably a kettle sour. I would guess that.
Yeah. Like a goza, like kettle. Nice dill on the back end, though, I thought. Little bit of the other spices kind of in the middle to me, but it is definitely a salty sucker punch up front.
What is the point of a pickle beer? Like, where, I mean, this is a novelty thing, but where does it land in the scheme of things?
Well, honestly, I was thinking about that as we were charging into this. Where would this show up in BJCP, you know, categories? Is it vegetal? Or would they throw it in, like, whatever the base beer was? So, in this case,
sour.
They said it was sour beer, but I think this is acidulated malt. I don't think this is infected at all. So,
no, I don't know if it would be like a specialty beer, or I think maybe what you were saying earlier, like a fruit and vegetable beer. I think that's where you'd have to put it.
I have definitely judged some vegetable categories, but I don't recall pickle as one of the beers in any of those competitions.
But I mean, honestly, I think that the pickle is a new thing, right? Yeah.
So this one was supposed to have pineapple and jalapeno?
No. That's the next
different
one.
Beer.
Okay. No, this is just the base.
This is the base Wickles pickles. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Mm-hmm. So do you get pickle flavor once you get past the salinity?
No.
Okay. You just, it's salinity all day long.
It's salinity all day long. Yeah.
I mean, I can't stop salivating. You know what I mean?
Like, I get salt, but I get salt, and then I get sour beer, and then I get a little bit of dill at the end.
Okay. Mm. So no real pickle juice per se, just
I don't
salt,
know.
Sour. do.
Yeah, I don't know that there's pickle like this. I don't think this is one of the ones that was made with actual pickle brine in it or anything. Okay.
Yeah. And I, you know, if, and I'm thinking that the, you know, the base beer, like I said, was, I definitely think it's closer to a Gozer or something made with acidulated malt. It, yeah. At best, it's a 1 year lambic, you know, that you would even be looking at. But I just don't see that playing out.
I think you were right. Your first impression of that kettle sour, because there's not a lot of complexity
no.
in it, in the sour it's beer like, portion.
It's not even one-dimensional. It's half-dimensional.
All right.
Okay.
Well, let's rate this up before we, yeah. we get to the
so,
here.
And one. We'll rate it a one.
One and a half or two. Okay, we'll go one.
Okay, we'll go one. But what would we pair?
Needs more pickle.
Oh, okay. Needs more pickle.
Yeah. What would you pair with this that beer, Mike?
Besides an exit strategy, let's see.
Potatoes.
Yeah, something starchy.
Yeah. We'll be back in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf. Iridescent dunes reflecting by the line of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Which mom water would this be, Mike?
Exactly.
That explains it.
Matilda.
Welcome back, everyone.
The spicy mom.
Today is a summer of questionable decisions. Yeah. If ever there was one.
Ooh.
And today we are talking about pickle beers because...
Why not?
That's what all the kids are doing now.
All the kids yep. are running around drinking pickle beers.
Yeah.
Nachos here at table 8.
Yeah. So we, right before the break, we talked about the Highwire Brewing Wickles Pickle Beer. Now we are moving on to another collab with Highwire and Wickles Pickles. And it is... the pickle beer with pineapple and jalapeno.
The hula.
Yes.
So the first thing that jumped out to me is, so there's no pineapple or jalapeno.
Okay.
This is, you know.
There's a little bit of heat that comes off this.
It's so buried and muted, you know, but I would not pick up those flavors.
But I guess like more... to the point though, like, where's the pickle?
Yeah, they're
like, I can maybe, if I dig around, I might find a little bit of pineapple and there's a little bit of heat, but like, what is pickle related in this?
I would, if I were tasting this blind, I would have called it a jalapeno laced goza.
Oh,
yes. Do you even get sour on it though? Like, I don't
know.
I was going to say,
and again, it's that salinity thing. It's not nearly as pronounced as the base beer that we just had.
I would have almost called it like a jalapeno Kolsch or something like just something.
So it's
very
softer than been, the original.
You know, a lot more crisp or, you know, had a bit more. A bittering component to it was different. I can definitely, you know, see heading down that landscape to a Kolsch, but I'm good with
or
the,
maybe
the
a,
thank you for
maybe a pineapple jalapeno seltzer. I don't know.
Don't take this on the boat.
Okay.
Unless you have a better choice.
Well, okay. In the grand scheme of things,
taking this back to the dock.
Would you ever? Okay, if you were having pickles, would you put jalapenos and pineapple with it?
No.
In general.
I think that was from the intern from, you know, 2 years ago there at Highwire that came up with that brilliant idea.
Okay. Sure. Okay.
He's now working at a gas station.
Yeah.
He's now. Okay. Good.
You want unleaded?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, let's go ahead and rate the Wickle Pickle High Wire Hula Pickle Beer with pineapple and jalapeno. And that's a resounding one. Okay.
That's what I will be doing later after drinking this beer.
Oh, that's so sweet. Okay, so next we're going to go to Urban Artifact.
Cincinnati.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Okay.
The city of Skyline Chili.
Yeah. So this is called Pickle.
Oh, God.
And this is 4.3% ABV. This is an ale brewed with cucumber and I'm assuming pickles. It says spice, but I'm assuming pickles.
I think it said tomato. I thought it said tomato. And
well, it's classified as a tomato slash vegetal goza.
It's definitely vegetal.
What a huge flavor bomb this is. I don't know who was reacting to it more, myself or Dave, that, man, this will just absolutely, you know, whip your head around. And not particularly in a good way.
No.
It is super sour up front. Definitely very Gatorade-ish is the best way I could describe it. Has plenty of salinity once again, and I would expect that, you know, with a goza. But the tomato aroma is definitely there.
Yeah.
And that is probably the most surprising thing because tomato is like one of those, you know, it's like cucumber. You know, it's all aroma based and yeah. It's fleeting and it's always difficult to capture it, you know, in a product itself. Yeah. And tomatoes are the same way. They're more about texture instead of an aroma than necessarily, you know, anything else that you would have. So it's very difficult to, if you've had a fresh tomato, it's like, you never want to go back.
This makes me think of, like, maybe if you poured a V8, like, you know how
yeah,
you could pour tomato juice in a lager, like make a like a michelada or something.
Yes.
You know, yeah. But like if you used a
goza, you serve this blind on the michelada episode. Yeah, but and I wouldn't have known.
Yeah,
it.
But if you used a goza instead of a lager, so you get that kind of funky sour flavor.
That's a great idea. Make a michelada with goza as a base. That's a stellar plan.
Wow. I didn't say it was a good idea. I just
do not send that product to us to review.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, yeah.
I'm guessing I know what Mike wants to rate this one.
Oh,
whoa. Yeah. I didn't know.
Okay.
It's all there.
Okay, the pickleness.
It is what it says it is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so the pickle from Urban Artifact, we are rating a 3.
Good job, Urban Artifact.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I always like it when, however you described it, it's all there.
Yeah.
You know, it's not always necessarily what I like or don't like. It's like, did you hit the target you're aiming for?
Yeah,
it totally did there. So
is there truth in your advertising?
Yeah. I mean, I would question your decision-making if you had, you know, other stellar beers at Urban Artifact to pick, you know, from that one.
Like, I just don't see me going up to the bar and like, you know, let me get a pint of that pickle
beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely think that it's, you know, a groupthink or peer, you know, that you're just competing with somebody going, oh, you can drink that. I can drink that.
Yeah.
You know, moment. I don't see, you know, the vast majority of people going, wow, that was really good at the bar. I'm going to hop down and buy a 6-pack of that to take it home.
I think if you're at the tap room, you get a pint of this and some cheese sticks and you finish it and then you get real food and real beer.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. March is on.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Moving on. Let's go to Normal, Illinois, and let's go to Distill.
Now, the aroma on this.
So we're going to go with the Dill Pickle Sour Beer, otherwise known as Sucker Punch. This is 5.2% ABV. Tart, citrusy flavors of a distilled goza combine with the zesty, garlicky flavor of a Sucker Punch dill pickle. I'm assuming that that's a brand.
Yeah, Sucker Punch pickles, yeah.
To create a uniquely delicious knockout flavor experience.
I know exactly what this would remind me of. If somebody took a pack of Smarties and they took a Gatorade and they shoved it into the Gatorade, that is what this tastes like. You have that... a bit of a chalky overtone, you know, to the sour component that's there. But, you know, it's definitely getting there for
sure. It's very pickly. Like, I can't find the beer, I guess, is my thing. Is like,
all right, is it safe to say that this is the pickliest of the bunch so far?
I think of the pickle elements, I like this one best.
Okay. We'll be back with more musings in just a minute.
And rating it.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is a summer of questionable decisions, and we are going through the many varieties of pickle beers out there. Mm. I never thought I would have said that.
I never thought I would have drunk that.
So right before the break, we started talking about the Distill Dill Pickle Sour Beer. And
true to form, you know, pickle juice for sure. And it's definitely all there. I think this is fairly well executed.
If you're a person who likes, like if you drink pickle juice from the jar, 1,000% you'll like this beer. 100%. 1,000%.
Which is interesting what kind of person you would be. But anyways.
I've drank pickle juice from the jar.
Well, I think there's a lot of interesting things that happens in this part of the country. I spent a couple of years working there in Bloomington Normal, land of State Farm Insurance, by the way.
Oh,
so,
okay.
IU?
There's probably not a lot to do other than...
You're either going to school or you're, denying people insurance claims. Yeah.
Oh,
but I mean, that's one of the other.
Yeah.
So that's how Gatorade was invented. Like they were drinking pickle juice because
in Florida,
avoid cramps.
University of Florida, correct. It's where Gatorade was actually created. But,
the great salt,
brewery, they're a Normal and, I can definitely see that would appeal to a few people that are lost on their way to Springfield.
But if you are like, I have got to have a pickle beer, I would say you're a safe bet on that one.
I think this is definitely, you wouldn't walk away and say, oh, that's not
pickle. Yeah, I couldn't find a pickle in this beer. Yeah.
Now, some of the other ones we've had, it got lost,
So, all right.
So we are going to rate the pickle beer from Distill a 3.
All right. Look at this.
Yeah.
That's like a 7 from Mike. So
that's, impressive. Yeah. Okay. Moving on. Also from Distill, because we just cannot get enough, we are going to talk about the spicy pickle sour beer.
Dilly dilly.
Wow.
Now, this one is 5.5% ABV. Ooh. It's the tart, citrusy flavors of a Distill Goza, which we knew before, combined with sucker punch, spicy garlic, pickle brine to create a flavor experience that will hit your taste buds with a wallop.
It's not an experience. That's an e-ticket ride. Look that up, boys and girls. Wow. There's definitely a lot going on. this is one of these beers that you need a full restraint, you know.
Yeah.
And just like,
yeah, think about this
you're
one.
You're kind of just, whoa, you're going to have one sip of this and go, got anything else?
I think I'm going to have to double up on my blood pressure medicine.
Spicy would be definitely the thing that captures your attention. It feels like a bit of a Bloody Mary mix.
Yeah.
Has been, you know, dumped on top of this. You find a lot of the same characteristics you would use in a, you know, Bloody Mary mix that, you know, is the spice that I would describe.
I think you could add this to a Bloody Mary.
I agree. Definitely if you want to turn this into a michelada of choice.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure.
Just simply add some good tomato juice stacked on top of this.
I think you got something there man. Yeah. No, this is, I liked the other one better. I thought the pickle flavor was better.
I can have
the
other two sips of this and be done.
Yeah. The other one
I can actually drink.
And it's not even for me. It's not even just the spiciness, which is definitely there. But I think the pickle flavor in the other one was better for whatever reason, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, these are the pickliest of what we've had thus far.
Oh, by far and away.
I mean, without a doubt. Yeah.
But again, the thing is that you described it as a spicy pickle sour beer, yeah, and you hit that.
It is exactly what it is.
Yeah. So yeah. I don't think I'd be going back after probably four or five sips of this. But
you can't order this or buy it and go, I don't know what they were thinking naming it that.
You know exactly what they were. I mean, it is as advertised. Okay?
Exactly.
And we are going to rate the spicy pickle sour beer from Distill.
And Sucker Punch.
A 3. Now, let's go to the land of Martin House.
Hmm.
Oh, there's no way this is going to work out.
Well, what are you talking about? What are you trying to say, Dave?
I'm trying to say that, you know, I keep on waiting to have something amazing coming out of the state of Texas across the board. Great coffee, great tequila, great whiskey.
I will say this. Beer. One of our previous episodes, Martin House provided the beer of the show with their Doppelbach that was made for the Toadies. So, excuse me.
So this is a lemonade pickle beer.
I smell lemon.
4.7% ABV.
Oh boy. And Best Made Pickles is a pickle brand out of Houston or Galveston.
I'm going to describe it as a heavy citrus overtone. It's like halfway between a lemon and a lime.
Made in Texas by Texans.
Okay.
Are you okay?
Can we take this back?
It's lemony. It is very lemony.
Very lemony. This is definitely. Oh, I was going to say lemonade. There it is. Lemonade pickle beer.
Lemonade pickle.
But more lemonade than pickle.
It's like a very strong lemon goza. Is what?
Yeah,
this.
I was going to say it was. It's a country trying lemonade that got jacked up
because there's some salinity
there. Very faint, probably, you know, out of balance would probably be the thing that I would say about this. Okay. It's just because the lemonade is so dominating on this.
Yeah,
everything else has just kind of been moved to the background at best.
It's like salty lemonade,
no orange.
Yeah,
I would have never thought of putting lemons.